Well, the French finance minister said today that the Eurozone's rescue fund, the European Financial Stability Facility, could be used to help Spain in the short term. This morning, I spoke to the chairman of the EFSF, Thomas Wieser. He is also president of the Euro Working Group. That's the body which represents Eurozone finance ministers.
The Spanish banking sector imported capital to a huge extent over the last 10 years. Net external assets liabilities have tripled over the last 9 years. And the vast majority of this has flown into non-productive sectors such as real estate. And with the ensuing overvaluation of real estate, the Spanish banks are sitting on a quite large number of challenged assets. So the first thing that could have been done more forcefully in the past is to do something similar to what the U.S. government did, i.e. forcefully recapitalize banks no matter if they needed it or not. This did not take place.
That's a very worrying situation, isn't it?
It is a very worrying situation. On the other hand, the Spanish government does have enough liquidity to get it far into the autumn, so it's not worrying today. But over the summer, one will definitely need to find a very, very conclusive solution to this problem. And the solution lies not in doing things to the Spanish sovereign. The solution lies in doing something very decisive with the Spanish banking sector.
So isn't there a case for the rescue fund, which you're in charge of, the EFSF, isn't there a case for changing the rules and giving money directly to recapitalize the banks in Spain?
Yeah, this question is the flavor of the month here in Brussels. The present rules do not foresee the EFSF to directly recapitalize banks. Why? Because that would imply that all the 16 other member states would take, albeit indirectly, a stake in the bank concerned. That is something which goes far beyond, let's say, the constitutional burden sharing in the Eurozone or in Europe as a whole.
But don't they have a stake anyway? It may not be a legal stake, but we all saw what happened with the banking crisis in 2008. Don't they have a vested interest in making sure that the problems in Spain don't get worse?
Yeah, absolutely. But if you take the example of Ireland, the UK government actually also contributed to the loans to the Irish government. Now, you could have argued that it would have been considerably better for the Irish government if the UK government had taken a direct stake in the Irish banks. I think that would not have gone down well with British voters. So I think the same thing applies to taking a direct stake in the Spanish banking system. They want the reassurance that the counterparty is a government that they know and not in a bank whose future appears a bit uncertain.
But of course, the one major criticism that's been made of the European institutions is their failure to act quickly enough in these situations, and therefore the contagion in the Eurozone area has been allowed to spread.
Yes. There was a very good line in the Financial Times in an article by Martin Wolf that mankind faced with difficult choices usually chooses denial. So I think the political systems of Europe have not been as fast as you would have, in retrospect, wanted them to be. On the other hand, the delays in coming to decisions, they were actually used in major countries to prepare the population for the necessary steps that had to be taken. And ultimately, such decisions are not reached in comfortable time when the going is still fairly good. It is the same thing if you think back to bank runs that happened in your country. It's only once things really start to unravel and become very complicated that the need or the case for political intervention is so forcefully made.